Marion Jones is going to the Olympics after all. 5 days after failing to qualify in the 100 meters, she won the women's long jump last night at the U.S. Olympic track and field trials in Sacramento. And as Jones found her championship form again, the shadow of the doping investigation that's hung over her and the trials seemed to lift, at least a little. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Slow and cranky. Those are not the kinds of words normally used to describe Marion Jones, but last Saturday, she finished fifth in the 100 meters, an event she had long dominated, and she snapped at reporters who wanted to ask about the investigation into whether or not she used illegal performance-enhancing drugs. Last night, different descriptors, smiling and soaring.
23 feet 4 inches for Marion Jones. That's the second best jump in the world this year.
It was easily enough to win the long jump and earn a trip to Athens. After the event, the USA Network showed an emotional Marion Jones speaking to the crowd in Sacramento.
I had fun out there. So many people told me, Marion, you have fun, and I'm just very happy to get together today.
Marion Jones is one of several athletes who's felt the stress of suspicion at the trials. She and six others are linked to the ongoing Balco doping scandal. Jones is under investigation, while the rest either are charged with doping violations by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency or are fighting positive drug tests. After last night, Jones is the only one of the group who has qualified for the Olympics. There were reports this week about new positive drug tests in track and field unrelated to Balco, but the failure in Sacramento of the athletes linked to the controversial laboratory has led some to wonder whether the urgency of the Balco investigation will fade. The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, or USADA, has no plans to stop investigating the track and field athletes. Travis Tigard is USADA's Director of Legal Affairs.
USADA does not close pending cases simply because an athlete retires or withdraws from competition or doesn't make an Olympic team.
USADA deals with athletes in Olympic sports. Once the Athens Summer Games end, attention in the Balco case undoubtedly will shift to the other sports implicated in the scandal, primarily Major League Baseball. Some involved in the fight against doping worry the investigation may stall then. Baseball is perceived as being reluctant to police drug use aggressively. Comments this week did little to change that perception. As part of its coverage of the baseball All-Star Game, ESPN interviewed former home run champions about steroids. Mark McGwire's pursuit in 1998 of the single-season home run record was tainted, some say, by his use of a steroid-like substance that was legal at the time. ESPN asked McGwire about it.
That stuff doesn't help you hit home runs.
It has nothing to do with you hitting home runs. Hand-eye coordination. And God give them talent.
4 months ago, when the Balco scandal was swirling around baseball spring training, former slugger Reggie Jackson openly wondered about today's prolific home run hitters like Barry Bonds. He was quoted as saying, "Somebody's definitely guilty of taking steroids." This week, however, Jackson was more cautious.
I'd be the first guy to say, you know, this guy's a bad guy, if they would have proof. But all it is now is innuendo, and I think that stinks.
There's actually more than innuendo. 5 to 7% of Major League players tested positive for steroids last season. A laboratory in Los Angeles currently has possession of urine samples from some players, possibly including those tied to the Balco scandal. The players' union reportedly has gone to federal court to try to keep the government from getting a hold of the drug test results from the samples. Tom Goldman, NPR News.